Okay, that was not on tape.
I'm going to be the prime example for
the. Okay, so we learned last week that Shabbos, that Hadlakas Neiris of Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos for the ladies. Is Hadlakas Neiris is Kabbalah Shabbos for the Nashim. So we're going to get involved from there. We're going to start talking a little bit about the Lachas of Kabbalah Shabbos, of Tosefes Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos. It's very nice, especially in the winter, where people Makabal Shabbos early. So the Halacha is, there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa according to all the Shittas, except for the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's not necessarily Mitzvah D'Oraisa, but everyone else holds it's the Mitzvah D'Oraisa to do Tosefes Shabbos. To add on Tosefes Shabbos, to add on to Shabbos. Okay, how much? Now that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have to add on to Shabbos. I mean, you cannot wait till the last minute and drive to shul till the last minute. Okay, so when? How much before Shabbos? It's both. You have to add on a little bit of Shabbos both at the beginning and at the end of Shabbos. So now, how much do you have to add on? It means you have to mekabel Shabbos. How early do you have to add it on? So the halacha is you have to add on to Shabbos a few minutes more than what you would have to just misafik. So that means, let's say the shkia is at 8 o'clock. Okay, so we're machmir that we don't do any malacha from sundown. The shkia from sundown, 8 o'clock. Now, our watch is not exactly right. Even if you have a radio power on 8 o'clock, so the place comes, you have to be machmer at least 2 or 3 minutes. Let's say two minutes. So it means you have to add on 2 minutes because of chumrah. And then on top of that, you have to add 3 minutes because of Tosefes Shabbos. So that means really you should stop doing malacha from 5 minutes before the shkia.
Before shkia?
Yeah. 5 minutes before the shkia, you should already stop doing malacha. And that's the zman of Tosefes Shabbos. The bare minimum of Tosefes Shabbos is 5 minutes. And that's just pre-shem malacha. That means even if you didn't say, I'm mekabel Shabbos upon myself, whatever. But to be perish for malacha, you should perish malacha for at least 5 minutes. Now, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer Machane Yisrael, which he wrote for soldiers in the Russian army, a guide. So he says over there, 5 minutes before the shkia, you know, he doesn't say a number, but he says whatever minimum amount before the shkia, you're separating yourself from malacha. You don't have to say befeh. You don't have to speak out. I'm doing it. I'm became Kabbalah Shabbos or anything, but you do have to stop. So the ladies have this very good because most women light candles 18 minutes before the shkia. So the women, 18 minutes. Sorry, I got a light and that's it. And the men, that's okay. What else? What are the loose ends? I'll finish doing everything, drive to shul, finish shaving, and then next thing you know, you're out by the shkia. So it's not what? Yeah. No, when and where? Right. So.
Yeah,
in the summer. Yeah. Now, Lamaisa, the MS is two things. First of all, really, you should also, Lechatchila, daven mincha before Tosefes Shabbos. Before you accept the extra time of Shabbos, you should also, Lechatchila, daven mincha. So it means, according to this, you should really be finished mincha by 5 minutes before the shkia. That's not very common. What?
Midyavid,
you
can do it all the way?
What
midyavid? You should accept it. You should have it from before you accept it.
I'm not talking about actually physically accepting it like as you said it. But I'm saying you have to stop doing malacha from 5 minutes before the shkia. Okay? So that means you should really also not be davening mincha at that time because you're really giving those 5 minutes of Friday afternoon into Shabbos. So you have to really daven mincha at that by then also. L'chatchila, you should finish mincha. Now, the Chazon Ish writes, if you started mincha before that time, even if you ended up davening mincha into the shkia, that's okay also. So if you started mincha before then, according to the Chazon Ish, you would be now just this is you can continue into mincha because the main thing is that you're parish from malacha. Okay, now lemaisa, a lot of people don't do that. You see, first of all, people walking in late and getting up quickly, hopping a mincha during lechadodi and then sitting down for ma'ariv. So where is their Tosefes Shabbos? Are those people fulfilling? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So where is their Tosefes Shabbos? They're not adding on to Shabbos. They're davening mincha too late. Okay. So So l'chora, I've seen. There's two pirushim in this. And they're not l'chatchila, but l'chatchila is to taka daven with enough time. So one pirish is that it's from the Zera Emes. The Zera Emes holds that mincha is not a contradiction to the kedusha of Shabbos in this case, because the ikar point is to be parish from malacha, to not be doing malacha. Mincha is not necessarily, you know, mincha is not a malacha. It's just it's a mincha of Friday's mincha. So it's not Shabbos, but Lamaisa, it's not a stira to Tosa Shabbos. That's one thing the Zera Emes says. And the other one is, I know. Oh, well, we'll see. We're going to get to that a little later about when we talk about Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos. But it's not a stira to Shabbos. Now, that's the pshat of the Minhag Yerushalayim, by the way. The Minhag Yerushalayim is to be Mekabel Shabbos 40 minutes before the Shkia. 40 minutes. So where did that come from? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that the minhag is so that you can daven mincha and be Mekabel Shabbos. It means you get up to Lecha Doidi with enough time that it's still Tosa Shabbos. So you're being Mekabel. Let's say it takes you 20 minutes for mincha, 15 minutes for Kabbal Shabbos to Luchadodi, and then by the time you get to Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos is when you accept Shabbos, and it's 5 minutes before the Shkia, and you have Tosa Shabbos. So that's Luchatzili, you know, the most Luchatzili to do that. Okay?
Are most shuls particular about that in their timing?
About what?
No. About
Mincha?
Hitting that before,
no.
Where you have that few extra minutes?
Mincha or Kabbal Shabbos?
Kabbal Shabbos.
No, Kabbal Shabbos for sure not, because most places only daven Mincha a few minutes before the Shkia. The question is, are they careful enough to finish Mincha before the Shkia? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good question.
But doesn't fulfill your mitzvah of taking on Shabbos early.
Well, if you finish mincha 5 minutes before sundown, then at that point it's already you can makabel Tosa Shabbos.
And you have to make a declaration.
Okay, so how do you makabel Tosa Shabbos? Okay, so lemaisa, the 5 minute mark, which is the bare minimum, that you don't necessarily have to say, but anything more than that, okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, or even lechatchila that you should not just rely on your machshava, you should say that. Hareini, I hereby am mekabel the kedusha of Shabbos. That's the lechatchila what you should do. You should say if you said lechadodi and you said mizmor shir yom Shabbos, that's also saying that's Shabbos. So if you're making Shabbos early in the summer, so therefore you're saying mizmor shir yom Shabbos early enough that it's already the day you for sure fulfill Tosa Shabbos. If what?
What if you say Shabbat Shalom to somebody and they won't come to Shabbos?
If you have in mind that you're not being Mekabel Shabbos,
why would you say Shabbat Shalom?
Well, why are you saying it?
Because he's coming home from Shul. You say Shabbat Shalom to him.
Why can't you say it at 3 o'clock?
It's Shabbat for him. He finished having the spot minion over there by Mendig or whatever.
It happened to me two weeks ago. So I talk ahead in mind that I'm saying a Shabbos to him, but I'm not being a Kabbal Shabbos with this. No, that I'm not, because I was still driving. I talk ahead that in mind. You know, I don't know, Pashtas, you know, yeah. Now, Rabbi Kivager says a major chiddush grada. Rabbi Kivager says that the shaila is like this. Really, we'll talk about it when we get involved in the halachas of kiddush. But basically the shaila is okay. Well, remind me to talk about it when we talk about the halachas of kiddush maybe next week. But I don't want to get off topic. But Rabbi Kivager says a chiddush that if a person says good Shabbos, okay, that's the kiyum d'oraisa of kiddush. Because you're being mekadosh today, because you're giving a different greeting. Usually say hello, or goodbye, and here you're saying good Shabbos, so that's a kiddush to Shabbos. I'm very mocking my kids. You don't say good night on Shabbos, you say good Shabbos. Because you're supposed to say a different greeting on Shabbos than very much, you know. But when you put your kids to sleep, you say good Shabbos, not good night. You know, you're supposed to make Shabbos as greeting a different greeting than the rest of the week. So now Lemaisa, there's an unbelievable Mishnah Berurah. If I would tell you that, you know, we had big tzaddikim here this week, right? And I can tell you, you have the opportunity to get a bracha from a tzaddik. Oh, it's mamish, a great thing, get a bracha from a tzaddik. What would it be if I could tell you that you could get a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim? You probably want to give a lot of money for that, right?
Do that, that'll be very good.
So Chafetz Chaim says that this whole thing of 5 minutes and running to the last minute, it's not so good. He says, me, Shemekabel Alav Shabbos, Chatzi Shah, a half hour, or Al Koponim Shlish Shah, or at least 20 minutes before Shkia, Ashrei V'Ashrei Chelkoi, and he gives him a whole bracha for someone that goes ahead and does that. So you get a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim if you mekabel Shabbos a half hour or 20 minutes at least before the Shkia. For many reasons. One reason is that you fulfill Tosfos Shabbos according to everyone.
Shlish hour, like the hour that's real, or shlish hour that you're dividing the day?
Yeah, well, this time of year, it's not going to be any play in your benefit.
I know. In the winter, when it's really tough.
Right. So 20 minutes before the Shkia to Mekabel Shabbos, or a half hour before the Shkia, is a big Inyan. When Rav Aaron Leib Steinman was in there, or Lakewood, so there was a couple things that happened, or whatever, and he was, you know, and so you think, in Lakewood is a place, you've been Torah, Talmid HaChachamim, it's a very kosher place. So you come to Lakewood, you want to, the Gadol HaDor is coming, and he's telling people, what should you do if you want to like get schools and bring Mashiach? And so you think, maybe learn 15 hours a day, learn, you know, don't talk, finish Shas, you know, whatever. So he says, everyone should mekabel Shabbos a half hour before the Shkia.
Wow.
That's what he said. So, it's a big Indian. You don't have to be in Lakewood for that. So everyone can fulfill this thing. I know that there were people that were looking for a segula. So they were, you know, the woman should light candles 12 minutes before the normal time. She lights 18 minutes, she should light a half hour before. And Kabbalah Shabbos is a half hour before. And hopefully, but then it's less likely that the husband will be available to Kabbalah Shabbos, because then everything she didn't finish, the husband has to do. But Lamaisa, to Kabbalah Shabbos a half hour before the Shkia is... Yeah. To Mekabel Shabbos a half hour before Shkia, you gain a lot of things. First of all, you gain a nice taste of Shabbos. You gain that there's no chash of chil Shabbos down to the last minute. And you gain the most important. Another thing is that there's a shita, an unbelievable opinion in the Rishonim, the Shitas Yerayim. We don't pass it like the Yerayim, but the Yerayim holds that the day ends. 18 minutes before the Shkia. 18 minutes before the Shkia is already the next day. Because the way he says the sunset works is that really before it's setting, it's already kind of set already. So therefore, 18 minutes before it sets, it's already the next day. So according to the Yerayim, it's Shabbos already by 18 minutes before the Shkia. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's kedai to go ahead and be Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before the Shkia, so that you have, even according to the Yerayim, you have Tosfos Shabbos on the Yerayim of 2 minutes. So that's what 20 minutes comes from. Oh, so it should have been 5 minutes before. So that's why he said a half hour. But Lamaisa, it's a very chosh of Inyan, obviously. Now, in the summer, it's much easier. People talk and make early Shabbos l'chatchila. In the winter, it's much more challenging. Now, when someone's making early Shabbos in the summer, so there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos early, then everyone in the tzibur is nimshach achar the tzibur. That means, now, it's not so nogea nowadays, because nowadays there's no such thing as a tzibur for this purpose. Because even if a person is shayach to one tzibur, when it's convenient, he'll go to another tzibur. So let's say he wants to dive, he always dives in one place, but this, they make early Shabbos. I don't want to dive early, I want to dive late, find another shul. There's no tzibur nowadays for this purpose.
No
what?
No loyalty.
There's no anything. People, it's not a sensitive because there's 5 different places in any place. So there's no tzibur nowadays at all. So Mamela, there's no such thing as Kabbalah tzibur. The only thing that there is in one family. In one family, there's a tzad that the husband, once he's mekabel Shabbos, the wife is nigra after the husband. So that could be that the Rav Moshe's makel on this, but if a person's making early Shabbos, the wife shouldn't necessarily light 5 minutes before he gets home. She should know when they're saying Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos in shul, so that she lights by that time. So that she's lighting at the same time that the husband is mekabel Shabbos. Because that there is a sense of tzibur. Now,
because that's what?
That's like a tzibur idea.
Yeah, but what?
Family. Yeah, but normally that's what happens. You're not mekabel Shabbos early. Only by late Shabbos. You're mekabel Shabbos 5 minutes before the shkia, but by then she's literate.
Right, let's say,
I know. Okay, so if you are, you are. So you should tell your wife at what time. Okay, but I'm saying if you're mekabel Shabbos 6:30, she gives 8 o'clock. I'm saying if you're making early Shabbos, I'm saying. So you come to shul 6:30, mincha 6:30. You're gonna get back home 7:15. So she lights 7:10. What do you mean 7:10? But you already were mekabel Shabbos by 6:45. So at whatever time you know that you're mekabel Shabbos, she should be lighting already.
And if she doesn't, it's not a big deal.
You have Ramesh's makeup, because Ramesh says that this whole thing that the wife goes after the husband is only if he's been Kabbalah Shabbos because of a chumrah and halacha. But if he's just being Kabbalah Shabbos like this half hour thing, let's say a husband's Mekabel, he's makbid to always Kabbalah Shabbos a half hour before, so then she would have to also. But in a case where she's not being makbid on that, he's just convenience. He wants to, he's hungry, he wants to make his meal early, the wife doesn't have to accept that.
Doesn't have to.
No, that's Ramesh's cooler. Still, leaving that aside, lechatchila is not like that. Okay, now the halacha is like this. One other thing about early Shabbos,
Moshe is okay with it.
I'm saying he's okay with it.
He's not okay with it.
But he himself is saying it as a chiddush. He's not saying like this is part. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. The Prima Gadim, other Achrayim, they say that the wife goes after the husband. They don't make any distinctions. Now Moshe makes this chiddush as a distinction, but it's his chiddush. It's not like, you know, you're right. He says it. That's why I'm saying it's not a big deal. But lechatchila, no one else till him made this distinction. That's all. I'm not arguing with him. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. Okay, now. Now, two interesting things about being mekabel Shabbos in the summer early. One is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Reish Samech Zayin from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid a very interesting chumrah that even though it's Shabbos and even though you could say Kiddush when you get home and it's still light outside, but the Suda of Shabbos, in order to be Yotze, Suda Shabbos, you have to have the three meals during the physical 24-hour period of Shabbos. And therefore, you should not finish your meal while it's still daylight. You should wait and have a kazayis of bread after it's nightfall already. So that way, what?
No, Friday night.
Friday night, you should have a kazayis of bread after nightfall. Because there's an Indian that the sudas are should be done at the physical time of the Shabbos, the 24 hours of Shabbos. I don't know how early your mekabel Shabbos, but your meal you should have a kazayis of bread after nightfall. That's a different reason, but same idea. Yeah, that's what Yehuda HaChassid says. So that's interesting halacha to keep in mind if you're making early Shabbos. Well, shkia is 8 o'clock. I mean, how fast is your meal? Right. If you want to wait until 72, right, if you want to wait till 72,
you get a 2-hour meal. Friday night, 2-hour meal? No problem.
Right. That's fine with me, right. So, Now, the only thing is like this. Another thing that I'm going to say, but you don't have to be machmer on this, but it's kedai to just say the halacha, to know the halacha. Even the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to be, you don't have to make a macha, you don't have to be moiche to those that are makel on it. So, by me saying it in public, maybe it's not like a shtickle macha. I'm not making macha, I'm just saying the halacha. The halacha is that a half hour before nightfall, means before Tzeis HaKochavim. So let's say Tzeis HaKochavim in, let's say in Florida, is 40 minutes after the Shkia, or let's say 50 minutes after the Shkia, whatever. A half hour before it's time for Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to start a big meal. That's the halacha. And Asudas Shabbos is considered a big meal. So that means that if you are not Yotzei the mitzvah of Shema, of Kriya Shema, you can't start your meal within a half hour before nightfall. Okay, so let's give an example. Let's say Shkia is 8 o'clock, Tzeis HaKochavim is 8:50. So that means by 8:20, okay, at 8:20, you can't start your meal between 8:20 and 8:50 if you didn't say Kriya Shema. Let's say. So let's say you daven at 7:10.
What if you say by time, not at the right time?
Because you weren't Yotzei Kriya Shema. If you daven late Shabbos, so then you just said it at Maariv, and you said it in the right, you basically in the right Zman. You could repeat, whatever, but you basically said it at the right time. But if you made early Shabbos, so let's say you daven 7:10, Mincha. By the time you daven Maariv is 7:40, it's still before the Shkia. So you weren't Yotzei Kriya Shema yet. You get home, it's 8 o'clock. Shalom Aleichem, 8:10, bam, it's 8:20. Now you can't make Kiddush till 8:50.
So if you make Kiddush first, it's okay.
Once you've made Kiddush, I think, because you can't not have your Suda then. So you're stuck. Okay? So a half hour before, a half hour between, before the Tzeis HaKochavim, okay? A half hour before Tzeis HaKochavim, you can't start your meal. Now there are Mekilim on this, and this is Nogea also this time of year for Sfira Sa'omer.
Anytime you start saying the Shema, you can go right in, once it's the Zman, you can go right into the meal then. Is what you're saying? Or you have to wait till it Tzeis HaKochavim?
Yeah, because you can't be Yotzei Kriya Shema yet.
When you're saying it is
So you want to say if so? I could chew the candle off at both. I could light up both ends because I could be makel that Tzeis HaKochavim is already 20 minutes after the Shkia, and I'll say Kriya Shema now, and then I can eat. So you can do that. So in that case, if you're gonna, let's say it's already 20 minutes after the Shkia, and you got home, now what? The whole point of making early Shabbos is to start my meal. I'm not waiting now a half hour. So now what do I do? So either you could say, Rabbi Blazer said he's not supposed to say it, so what's he saying it for? But Lemaisa, there are Mekilim on it, but maybe you could do what you're suggesting, which is that you could say Kriya Shema now. Now you could say Kriya Shema again before you start your meal. So again, if you could rush home and you could daven Kriya Shema before if you could start your meal before the Shkia, that's the best. Okay, before nightfall, if you could start your meal before nightfall, so it's the best. If you're starting your meal mamish after, 5-10 minutes after nightfall, that could already be a half hour before Tzeis. If it's half hour before Tzeis, you get into this no man's land issue. So you could either wait, or you could say Kriya Shema then.
Or you could maybe be
machmir 72. Right, or machmir the other way, and try to work it out. I remember Yosef Litovitz told me that he was eating one time Shabbos Suda. No, but you're not allowed to start a meal before you Yotzei Kriya Shema. That's the problem. You're not allowed to start your meal before you Yotzei Kriya Shema. Now,
unless you started much earlier.
Unless you started earlier before the Zman. Before a half hour before the Zman. Or you said it in the right time. One of the two. But it's also Nogia to Sfira Sa'imer. Also, you're not allowed to start a big meal before Sfira Sa'imer either. Same thing.
Unless it's a lot before?
Unless it's a lot before.
What is a lot before? Why does
a half hour.
But why does that cancel out your Shema obligation?
No, because the point is, if I start my meal before a half hour before, then I'm not concerned that I don't have to be thinking about Shema now. Well, you can never eat because I can't eat now because I have to eat matzah on Pesach. It's only at the time that the mitzvah is in front of you, you have to be concerned that you shouldn't be eating and it's going to push off the mitzvah. So within a half hour of the Zman, that's when we're concerned about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Exactly. So now it's like this. So Yossi Klinovich told me that he was eating a suda by Rabaron Soloveitchik. Rabaron Soloveitchik in Chicago. Friday night, and they were davening early, and apparently he was very nervous about this thing, that he didn't say Kriya Shema early enough. So he said that literally in the middle of the meal, every 5 minutes he would stop and say Kriya Shema again. Rabaron Soloveitchik.
Why?
Because maybe 5 minutes ago it wasn't really Tzitzik Kachavim, so I wasn't Yotze yet. And then I'm eating before I was Yotze, so I want to say it quickly now. So every 5 minutes you say, Shema, okay, pass like a filter fish. Oh, Shema, pass the soup. You know? So he was so nervous that maybe he wasn't being, that he's eating before Kriya Shema, that he kept on saying Kriya Shema over again. Because maybe the one he said 5 minutes ago was too early.
Well, didn't he have a clock?
Yeah, but still.
Then it's sometimes
it's Tzitzik Kachavim, 25 minutes, 35 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. He has a lot of shittas.
Oh, wow.
So to be Yotze, all the opinions, he kept on saying Kriya Shema so that he...
I'm sure it wasn't a one-minute Kriya Shema.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so
it's
now...
It's a good way to stay skinny.
What?
It's a good way to be skinny because everyone else is eating.
Yeah.
There's nothing left for you.
Right. Right. Now I had a Shabbos Suda one time, Leil Shabbos, in the house of Rav David Shustel. Rav David Shustel is Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, Yeshiva. Okay, so Lakewood Yeshiva, first of all, no early Shabbos, none of this, you know, baloney.
No, they don't do it at all.
No. And you're talking you're not here, you're talking up there in the late, you know, Shki is not till 8:30. Gets very late up there. Alright? So Shki is not till 8:30. They don't daven Maariv till 50 minutes after the Shkia. 9:20. They don't rush Maariv.
10 o'clock.
Oh, they don't rush Maariv. They don't rush Maariv over there. You know, it's nice. Take your time, daven, and then he's the last one to leave because everyone comes to Sinka Chavez to him. So he's the last one to leave. So we're talking. We start Maariv 9:20. A good 30-minute Maariv. 9:50. He's not leaving there till 10:15.
Wow.
So I'm eating. I'm walking. 10:15. All of a sudden, he stops, and someone, where are you going? So there's an almana that lives on the block, and he stops every time on Shabbos to say good Shabbos to the almana. He says good Shabbos to almana, 15 minutes with the almana. Fine. We finally get to the house, 10:40. Okay? We didn't start anything yet. 10:40, we get to the house. All the kids, everyone comes, the grandkids, everyone's there. Everyone's there, so ready to start. You know,
nobody's going to bed, huh?
10:40, okay? Then, you know, Shalom Aleichem, okay, I'm finally getting ready. Okay, we're about to start eating. We didn't say Kriya Shema late enough yet. So he sits down and says Kriya Shema over again.
What do you mean he didn't say Kriya Shema late?
He was worried maybe the shiur 72 minutes, not 50 minutes. So they said, so in order to fulfill that opinion, he said Kriya Shema over again before he started again, and then we only started. So Kiddush was no earlier than 11:15. on a regular Friday night. This is not Shavuos, you know, regular Friday night. We sat down for Kiddush at 11:15, and all the grandkids and all of his kids, everyone was there. You know, no one's going anywhere. But anyway, so that was pretty interesting. But
they could be.
Oh, so now it's like this. Very important halachas to point out. We started late, so I'm going to keep on going. Another 5. Okay. So important halacha like this. When the halacha is that certain isurim are waived during Bein HaShemashos. So Bein HaShemashos is the time that it's not yet nightfall, between Shekiah and Tzitzik Kachavim, before it's really nightfall. So there's a lot of kulas during that time. One of the kulas is you're allowed to do Isurim Dirabanan for the purpose of a mitzvah. Okay? So for example, let's say you want to wrap up your food because it's going to get cold. You're allowed to do that during this time. There's certain times, Bein HaShemashos, that there are certain kulas of leniencies that you're allowed to do. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, that's only if you were not Mekabel Shabbos. If you're Mekabel Shabbos early, so then once you're Mekabel Shabbos, Kipshutai, you can't do anything anymore. You have to keep Shabbos all the way. The only thing is that you're allowed to do Amira La'akum. So if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, until the time that you know that it's totally for sure that everyone in Klai Yisrael is Mekabel Shabbos, okay, you're allowed to do a Mir La'akum. So this comes up all the time. You know, let's say you forgot that the light in your fridge is on. You want to have the guy come unscrew your light bulb or something like that. Okay, so until like 20 minutes or 30 minutes after the Shkia, you could still ask a guy to do it. Okay, so even if you're Mekabel Shabbos, a cold man, it's not nightfall, you could still ask a guy to do something for you if you have a real reason to do it. So that's important to keep in mind. Now, if also you can ask a Jew to do malacha for you if he was not Mekabel Shabbos yet, and that even if there's not a particular need, just, you know, it's convenience, you're allowed to. The guy, especially if it's night, it's already after Shkia, the guy, you have to have a need, a specific need, to a very important need. Okay? But anyway, there's a very interesting shaila in Lumdus. Okay? What happens if someone says, I want to be Mekabel some of the halachas of Shabbos, but not others? I want to be Mekabel the restrictions of cooking and baking, but I don't want to be Mekabel the restrictions of tying knots and writing. Listen, it's daytime anyway. It's 7 o'clock. I'm not mechuyev to do anything. I don't have to do anything. Right? I could do whatever I want. But I want to be extra holy, and I want to keep some of the halachas of Shabbos now. Is there such a concept, or there's no such thing?
Just the way you look at it, sounds like there is such a concept.
Right, it would sound like a tremendous chiddush. Lemaisa.
But the way he looks, like, the way he's looking,
no, I just was interested because I saw in the sefer Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha is a very chashuv sefer, and he has it as a suffix. He's misupik about this thing. If you can mekabel partial Shabbos, so I was just, it was a huge chiddush to me, even the suffix. Even the doubt, how could you even like think of such a thing? But that's what he says, because listen, I can do whatever I want. It's not even, it's total daytime now. So why can't I be Mekabel part of Shabbos?
Then it's not Shabbos. It's like, could you you decide I'm going to keep half the laws of the Torah.
You're saying
keep half the laws of the Torah.
No, but you're obligated to keep all of them. That's the point.
No, but you pick the ones that suit you. So
no, because here it's not Shabbos yet.
Okay, I'm not going to drive the Shabbos. My car's broken.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Okay, it's only because it's not Shabbos yet. Of course, on Shabbos you can't do anything.
I'm saying on Shabbos, you took it on.
You're saying what you took on Shabbos. You're not taking on random restrictions. So that's the passion. So it's not
part of Shabbos. And it's considered Shabbos.
Right. The word is, what you're saying is, I'm not Mekabel specific restrictions. I'm Mekabel Shabbos. And then Shabbos, all the laws come with it. So you can't split it up. So Lemaisa, there is a very interesting Noida Behuda, that the Noida Behuda says that there is a distinction between being Mekabel Shabbos and being Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos.
And that could be part of Tosfos.
Yeah, I'm allowed to be Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, means I'm being Mekabel that now is the extra part of Shabbos. So what's the significance of that? He says maybe the significance of that is certain restrictions wouldn't come along with it, or maybe you can't, maybe you can only, you're prohibited from doing all the halachas, but you're not allowed to do the mitzvahs of Shabbos yet, because it's not Shabbos. So you have to Mekabel Shabbos all the way. Okay, if you want to do Kiddush or Suda Shabbos or anything like that. So anyway, that's just an interesting chakira in the Lumdus. How does Tosfos Shabbos work? But L'chayr, you guys are all right. The Pashtus is that you're not allowed to Mekabel partial Shabbos. You have to go all the way. All right, Shkoyach.